This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Indigenous musicians are using heavy metal to express their feelings about climate change and colonialism. Our Living Lands producer, Daniel Spalding, spoke with Grist reporter Taylor Stagner about some of the music that embodies that connection.
Could you explain what inspired you to write this story and the connection between Indigenous metal and climate change?
I'm hesitant to say that metal is a wholly violent genre or angry, but I would say that I think Indigenous people are angry for many good reasons, and we don't have too many places to show that or to feel those feelings. So I think for me, it was trying to explore that because I feel it's something we don't really get to talk about, but you know, I feel like there's a real rage that comes with some of the things that we talk about when we talk about the destruction of our plants and four-legged relatives and stuff like that. There's just a lot of sadness, which can manifest as anger. And I think that that's something that a lot of people experience.
You know, I feel like the genre often explores different themes of, you know, like rebellion and survival. Do you see any parallels between those themes and Indigenous resistance to climate change or just like environmental destruction?
Yeah, I do see a lot of those similar themes. I think that there's a lot to be said about just the lineage of metal music, and Native people have been there kind of since the beginning, talking about some of these themes that you see so commonly in metal music. Like Pan American, Native Front, they do a lot of like recontextualizing of like old battles, like massacres and stuff like that, but also with like a Native like look at the past. And you know, there's themes in all these like more recent contemporary bands, like Black Braid's one that I think a lot of people are familiar with. Deals a lot with like, you know, what is it to like have such reverence for the earth and to be saddened when it's being disrespected so violently, and especially the people who are actually protecting it, they're the victims of violence too.
And so for today's episode, we also will be listening to a few different tracks that she selected for her piece that she wrote for Grist. And so the first song that we have up is,
it's called Selfish Man by Winterhawk. It's a very interesting snapshot of uranium mining. Many tribes have been adversely affected by uranium mining, and it's interesting that it's part of the conversation nowadays, but it's interesting that Winterhawk wanted to tackle that and to express issue with the prevalence of uranium mining in the 70s.
It's a child selfish man. They say nuclear power is all right, like the light to make the night bright. But it doesn't mean you can have my birthright. Does it selfish me?
And with our next song that we're going to be taking a little listen to is called Greenhouse Effect.
Yeah, this song's by Testament, which is, they're a wonderful band, like a thrash metal band. They're pretty exciting to listen to, very Slayer. But yeah, this song's about how we're warming the planet and how it's describing like really like arid rainforests burning away, polluting the air we breathe. And it's a really good song, and the lead singer of Testament is Native.
Yeah, I guess if you just want to share a little bit about your experience in being a part of the mosh pit and how that, you know, relates to your piece.
Yeah, throughout the piece, I talk about my own experiences in a mosh pit and how my knees are hurting and it hurts to go into now because I'm a little older now. But I appreciate being part of a bigger group, kind of swaying with the music, and it becomes a really beautiful dance of sorts with strangers. It just feels a little bit like blowing off steam in a way, and I love that.
That was Taylor Stagner, who reports on tribal affairs for the climate-focused publication Grist. You can check out her story titled Loud, Angry, and Indigenous at grist.org. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.